Do you remember the time, this has nothing to do with basketball now, but the water out of the so-called River of Life out here? Oral Roberts was saying, we're sending you water from the River of Life. Mm-hmm. We went out and took a pH sample of that water, and it wasn't the same as came from ORU, as they claimed.
It wasn't, okay.
And then we discovered that it actually was being bottled in Dallas, Texas. So there was the day then that Richard Roberts was going to come up to the studio and confront me about this, and you, Ken, came with him. You drove him there, probably. Richard Roberts was there, and he came into the studio to confront me about the water. Do you remember the water issue and the pH factor and all that kind of thing? He got frustrated with me, and it was about 5 minutes before the end of the hour. He says, well, I have other places to go, and he got up and walked out. I'll always remember seeing you walking out after him. I was told years ago by somebody who was close to the program, John, he said, you caught them in a flat lie. That was terribly embarrassing to them, and that's what happened. We just stumbled onto the whole thing. Okay. We just had fun. We just stumbled onto it. Okay. Right. Anyway, we caught them. That's years ago, and we're way past all that now, but I didn't know if you remembered that, because you came and probably brought him in. I think you wanted in person, face-to-face with me, so maybe I would have treated him differently. Mm-hmm. But I said, Richard, this is what we did. We went out and had that water tested, and it's not the same water. And I forget what his response was.
Well, that was good.
It was great for me.
Sure, that was good. Well, it was good.
Oh, man, it was on the front page of the Tulsa World that Richard Roberts was going to come and be with me in studio. Yeah, and you brought him there.
I'd listen to you every morning all those years.
We had fun at Oral's expense, and we did a lot of things. But I never doubted his message. I never doubted his preaching. Because he was a talented man, and I agreed with his spiritual concepts. But he had a style of the things he did that was easy.
Okay.
What do you think of Richard?
Right now, I think probably he's certainly not the man his father was. And that's a difficult situation to be put into.
It's hard, too. With daddy.
It is, of anybody. Mm-hmm. When you have a one-of-a-kind man come along, to transfer that to your son or daughter is highly unusual. Mm-hmm. Richard, did you have children?
Yeah, three girls and one boy.
All right. Are they able to play athletics like you?
My son, at his age, I was a lot better. He's all right, but he wasn't as good as me.
You see, that's kind of the thing we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. For Richard to be another Oral Roberts, there isn't anybody who came along. Franklin Graham is not what a Billy Graham was. Mm-hmm. So it's tough to expect that Richard Roberts was going to be Oral Roberts. Mm-hmm. That's really tough seeing.
It is.
How old is your son?
He's 11.
What school does he go to?
Carver.
Is he playing ball there?
Yeah, he plays at Carver.
Is he a shooter, too?
He can shoot, yeah.
You never know that he might turn out to be a good one.
Oh, yeah. He's pretty good now, Cole. Yeah. He's pretty good. Yeah. He's pretty good now. Yeah.
Well, I want to thank both of you for doing this.
And we thank you for inviting us.
Thank you, Ken.
Well, you're my buddy, John.